In the 1930s, much of the United States was being ravaged by the Dust Bowl, a natural disaster brought on by prolonged drought. It was particularly bad for people living in places like Oklahoma and Arkansas. Many of them decided to head west, lured to Arizona by the sunshine and the hope of finding work in the state's bustling cotton fields. The influx of Midwesterners changed Arizona forever, culturally and demographically. Today, we're again suffering the effects of a prolonged drought, leading some to ask, could we suffer another Dust Bowl? This Sunday on PBS 6, we'll premiere the latest Ken Burns documentary, The Dust Bowl. Arizona Public Media has also produced a documentary that looks at the effect of the disaster locally. It's called Arizona's Dust Bowl, Lessons Lost. And here is a short preview.
I am a rambling cotton picker, happy as I can be. Any old cotton patch is home sweet home to me. I have no care like a millionaire, no grief to make me blue. But I pull my sack from day to day and paddle my own canoe. I came out here from Texas to the...
The difference between the Dust Bowl and Arizona was that almost all of Arizona agriculture was irrigated. And most of the agriculture back in the on the southern plains was dry farming. So even though Arizona also experienced a bad drought during the early 30s, it didn't have as much impact on the agricultural sector because that sector was getting its water from the Salt River and other rivers through the Salt River Project or from groundwater pumping.
There's really three things that make Arizona and this region really ideal for production of cotton. One is cotton is a warm season crop. Secondly, there's a salt tolerance that plant has, and in the desert environments, having high salinity levels is natural. And then thirdly, it's really a perennial plant that we grow as an annual in a production setting. And so our long growing seasons, it ties back into that climate, really is conducive to managing and producing that crop.
Cotton has a long history in Arizona. In the 16th century, the first Europeans arrived to find native communities already employing familiar agricultural practices. Arizona's first farmers even built canals and berms to irrigate their crops.
When the Spaniards first encountered these Native Americans in southern Arizona, cotton was one of the crops that they were producing. So cotton was produced along with some other crops like corn, squash, and beans, etc. But it was a major crop in this area even before European settlement. Cotton is oftentimes planted thick in terms of a high population, not knowing what kind of seed quality you have. And you run the insurance with extra planting, extra seed to get a good population, and then the farmers will go back in and thin the crop. That has to be done by hand, again, by hoeing. So that's labor intensive. And then, of course, probably the most labor intensive part is picking, harvesting. So you go through and you start picking these, you know, bowls off into the individual plants. Well, good yield, you'll have, maybe 30, 40 bowls on a plant. Then they dry and then the bowls open up. And as those bowls open up, the burrs are sharp and they stick your hands, they cut your hands. And it had to be done on a timely basis, and it takes a lot of people to do it.
Many of those laborers who had done the backbreaking field work were deported to Mexico.
That created a tremendous demand for labor in the fields that many of those Mexicanos had been fulfilling. And so in that case, they turned to white and black refugees of the Dust Bowl who had been forced off their own land either as owners or as sharecroppers and were trying to survive by driving down Route 66 and heading for Arizona or California.
That's a preview of the Arizona Public Media original production, Arizona's Dust Bowl, Lessons Lost. It airs this Sunday night at 7 on PBS 6, and it's followed by the premiere of Dust Bowl from Ken Burns, which airs at 8.